As the life, so the fruit. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. If we desire to glorify our Lord by fruitfulness, we must have certain things within us. For nothing can come out of us which is not first of all within us. We must begin with faith, which is the groundwork of all the virtues, and then diligently add to it virtue, knowledge, temperance, and patience. With these, we must have godliness and brotherly love. All these put together will most assuredly cause us to produce, as our life fruit, the clusters of usefulness. And we shall not be mere idle knowers, but real doers of the word. These holy things must not only be in us, but abound, or we shall be barren. Fruit is the overflow of life, and we must be full before we can flow over. We have noticed men of considerable parts and opportunities who have never succeeded in doing real good in the conversion of souls, and after close observation, we have concluded that they lacked certain graces which are absolutely essential to fruit bearing. For real usefulness, graces are better than gifts. As the man is, so is his work. If we would do better, we must be better. Let the text be a gentle hint to unfruitful professors, and to myself also.